Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 9 for Monday, August 10th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, taking strength from advances in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $5 to $6 higher, with the most active November contract up $5.50 at $511.70 per ton. European rapeseed futures were also higher, which added to the gains, while follow-through buying was a feature following Friday's gains. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of the USDA World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, which are due to be released on Wednesday, August 12th. Already, there is speculation that report will show lower U.S. soybean acreage. Participants were reluctant to push the market too hard one way or the other ahead of the release of the USDA report. However, growing conditions for canola continue to improve across Western Canada, putting pressure on prices. Losses in Malaysian palm oil limited the gains. From a chart perspective, the most active November contract encountered early resistance at the $510 mark this morning, but has now broken through it. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 15 to 22 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $9.78 a bushel. Forecasts calling for drier weather in the eastern Midwest were bullish for prices, as spring rains had dampened down much of the farmland. Crop yields are expected to be affected by the dry conditions, as plants are especially vulnerable to stress right now. Demand from China is on the rise. Traders are also positioning themselves ahead of the upcoming report. Corn was 9 to 10 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.95 per bushel. Corn prices received a boost from the dry weather in the U.S. Midwest. Dry weather across Europe was also bullish for values. Analysts expect this year's U.S. corn production will be slashed in the USDA report. Israel is apparently on the hunt for 100,000 tons of corn. U.S. wheat was higher, with the September contract at $5.18 per bushel. The market traded higher on concerns over excess dryness in Europe. The U.S. harvest is expected to be near 20% complete as of Sunday. Saudi Arabia bought 500,000 tons of optional wheat in a recent auction. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 10th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.